Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Ryan Fraser.
This is Troy Daly.
This is Gus Boyett.
This is Don Hutchison.
This is Jürgen Klopp, and you're listening to The Big Interview with Graham Hunter.
Thank you, Jürgen. I travel to all these interviews from Barcelona, and our socios, our beloved members, keep us on the road. This independent podcast wouldn't happen without them. Please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter right now to join us, to become a socio, and to get every interview we produce without adverts and before it goes out on the main feed, plus lots of bonus content, including the chance to put questions to our guests and to me via the monthly Q&A. So do please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter and join the club and get your family and friends to do so. Maybe even strangers in the street. Love you.
Albert Chappie Ferrer, professional Catalan, right back, Barca legend, Chelsea hero, was enjoying our chat. I like to call it a chat, but for him it was a religious experience. So much, he insisted on carrying on about what it's like to coach Barca legends. No, not just any old legend. He is the coach of Barca legends, which means that under his charge come players like Edmílson, and while we're on the subject of Brazilians, Rivaldo, remember him? Ronaldinho, remember him. Albert explains in this episode, part two of the big interview with Graham Hunter, what his coaching ideals are. And also, almost implausibly, he explains in detail why it is he'd like to come and coach in England or Scotland or indeed Ireland to get back on the pitch. Like many people who've been successful in their coaching career, he is not satisfied simply being a hugely valued television analyst or a coach of Barca legends. He's got an aspiration to use his knowledge, use his UEFA Pro licence to get back in the game. Not because he misses the nonsense that goes with coaching, because he can't help analysing, wants to teach and needs a chance at a club. It's his moment, I think. He's coached at Cordoba, for example, Mallorca, Vitesse Arnhem in Holland. Is a club near you needing a dream team member with a UEFA Pro licence? No, it's not me. Pay attention. It's Albert Chappie Ferrer. And here he is. We've got socios. Stuart Saunders asks a cool question. I must ask about the dream team. So many great names. Laudrup, Pep, Stoichkov, Koeman, Subisaretta. But for Albert, who was the biggest personality? When you think back to that dressing room, which person, which anecdote jumps out?
Personality, possibly Ronald Koeman. I think he has a fantastic and a great personality. Always a nice lad. Not too close to you, not too far from you. Keeping distances, but you could feel it. That is a serious one. You know, obviously he had a very close relationship with Johan. So it was kind of his extension on the pitch. But yeah, he was the one that really, you could see that he's got a big personality.
Tough mentality?
Yeah, very tough. He got a huge injury also, even worse than mine, which is he broke his Achilles tendon. And he got back, so yeah, he's a top player and a top person.
Before we go to coaching, it's important to point out that you moved to the circumstances we don't need. It's unfortunate. Van Gaal was a coach who often told people to their face, now's your time to go. An unpleasant message, but you were offered the chance to move to Real Madrid, maybe even a couple of times. You were offered the chance to move to Paris Saint-Germain. I don't know how many offers you got, but you chose Chelsea, partly because Luca Vialli, who's been a guest on this, been a friend of mine for 20 years, phoned you directly. But overall, what were the things that influenced you both to come to Chelsea, but also to say no to other places?
I'll tell you very quickly the history of what happened. Since 1994, when we lost the final against Milan in Athens, that was the turning point of getting rid of everything that it had to do with Dream Team and Johan Cruyff. And they do it slowly. Every single year, they sack a couple of players. Even through Zareta, the same.
Starting that bus journey. Right?
Exactly, that bus journey back to the hotel. So I think it was all more or less planned, Graham. And then in the 97, when Van Gaal arrived, he had a meeting with me. I remember Van Gaal there, myself and Núñez there. So Van Gaal said to me, look, I'm not going to count on you. Obviously, he brought Rüdiger with him. No problem. Top guy. He said, I'm not going to count on you. If you can find a team, you can go. And then I talked to the Núñez, to the chairman, and said, chairman, I've been playing the last 7 years here every single match day. And now he comes and tells me that I can go. I mean, can you tell me why is that about? Because a different reason would be if he tests you and you're not doing well or whatever. It was a message from the top to get rid of all this grief thing. Okay, so I stayed that season. I didn't play in the whole half of the season, the first half. The second half, I played all. And my surprise was that after that season, I had the same meeting and Van Gaal.
Because you won the title.
Exactly. But it doesn't matter the title. The fact is that I played the last 17, 18 games as a regular, first choice. And then I thought, let's see what he's going to tell me. He's going to tell me, okay, you're doing well, keep going. The same words that the beginning of the season. If you can get, you can have a team, you can go. He said, look, you're telling me the same of a year ago. I show you that you played me the last 18 games of the season. That I'm sure that you played me because I did well, and you can still get rid of me. Well, that was a message, as I told you. So Chelsea came along, and Chelsea won the Cup Winners' Cup that summer.
In Stuttgart.
And everything went through, obviously, Gianluca, because Gianluca played in Sampdoria with Victor Muñoz.
Yes.
And Victor obviously knew me from Barcelona, so Gianluca asked Victor, we need a right back, what do you think of Chappie? He's been put in the transfer market, and that was it. He called me straight away, directly, and he convinced me, I went there. Premier League for me was a dream. Normally the Spanish players, we didn't go away that much in that time.
No.
Possibly was one of the first.
Yes.
Possibly the one who went to Tottenham, Najim was Naeem. One of the first.
Yeah.
But then just I went there, lovely league, lovely city, great experience to me, and I really have good seasons there.
Well, first of all, but I still have to ask you some Chelsea questions, but we're going to bridge into coaching, and it's a fact that you're the coach of the Barca Legends. Mm-hmm. And there are games coming up.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prepare for these sort of games? Explain to people what kind of players you're allowed to take, able to take. And it's a completely different format because players now are clearly fitter after their career than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some players are, not all players. But you have to persuade some of them. Some of them need a fee. Not all of them are in the same shape as, for example, Belletti is. So as a coach, that's an odd coaching position to be in.
Well, with a coach, you have to deal with two things, with disponibility first.
Availability,
first. And then, afterly, you have to talk to the promoter. You call it promoter, the one. Because, obviously, the promoter that buys the product and he wants us there to play a game, they obviously want some names. And, on the other hand, I need to make a team. So he thinks on names, I think in performances. So we need to find
a middle path.
Exactly, where everybody is happy. So, but it's good. I mean, I was very surprised how the players, despite being all friendly games and everybody doing not being professional linked to these kind of games, how they take it is unbelievable. At the moment that they get into the bus, it's like a normal game when we were players. We were at the hotel, we have lunch, we trained the day before, we have technical meetings.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything is fine with videos and stuff. So I try to prepare it as professional as possible. The only thing that you have to take care with that is obviously the timing, the minutes. You can go up and down, you can come in and out. So, but obviously, I prepare it like a normal game because you play against another team. Normally, the teams that they play against us is once in their life, and obviously they bring young lads, so it's difficult to deal with. And you have to prepare the tactics for this specific kind of games and players. But I prepare it the same as a normal
who
game.
Who do you call on? Who are the players you call on? Because there's one or two quite good ones still.
Oh, well, yeah. We call players the likes of, obviously, Belletti, Carles Pujol, Rafa Márquez, Abidal, Ed Milson, Mendieta, David, Ronaldinho.
You've had a couple of Brazilians, although maybe not always together, but you've had Rivaldo and Ronaldinho.
Well, Rivaldo and Ronica, legends in Barcelona. But you need to keep the balance. Simão, Juli, Eto'o, I don't know, there's so many of them.
When you're playing Real Madrid, I suppose that one of the things we talked before about you saying the base for every elite player is hard work. So not every elite player looks after himself after retirement, but the majority now do. They're in this shape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they might live a little differently. Mm-hmm. And now they can't do maximum sprints for 90 minutes for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I believe you never lose is if you see the opposition colour, particularly if it's Barca Madrid, if you see the white shirt, it's like, for as much as you've got, it's fully in.
Yeah, of course. And the games are tough. I mean, that's intensity, there's tackles there, nobody wants to lose. So, yeah, of course. But most of the games that we play, obviously against Real Madrid is a top game for us, but we've played, well, in March we're going to play Anfield, we're going to play Liverpool. We went to Brazil also to play a tournament. We played against the national team of Bulgaria, 94. They reunited together.
Stoichkov.
Exactly, all this.
Yordanov, wow.
We played Romania also, national team of that time. So, yeah, we played a small game against Inter Milan. So we played top games.
We're coming out of a bad time for sport and football in general because of the pandemic. But if you watch the golf tour, which is the seniors tour, mm-hmm. it's very lucrative, it's very big. Is there room for, I don't know if I mean a league or a tour, but is there a way to make this formalised now that so many players remain in brilliant shape
yep.
until 45, 46, yep. 47?
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is a step forward that someone has to make. I don't know if FIFA or UEFA, I think there's room for an ex-players competition. That's for sure, because most of them are in a good shape. And when we went to some countries, if you sell well your product, you will attract people. Because,
yeah.
for instance, we went to India to play in Calcutta, 35,000 people. So if you have a tournament where the ex-players of Barcelona, Madrid, Inter de Milan, Liverpool, Juventus, Chelsea face each other, I'm sure that the people
sure.
will respond. So yeah, that's an initiative that I think it has to be taken in consideration.
Before the rest of this big interview, I'd like to tell you that our entire archive of audio and video content is now on our new YouTube channel. We've begun filming all of our interviews, and there are already loads of clips with guests, including Rio Ferdinand, Connor Cody, Brendan Rodgers and Jamie Carragher, plus full interviews for you to watch and to share. Please do share with friends. Go to YouTube and search Graham Hunter, or click on the link in the show notes to this episode and become a subscriber. I honestly think you'll enjoy it. Thanks.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So it's linked to the club that you love, and it's successful and it's new, but it's helped kind of put pause on your career.
Yeah.
So you're still working happily in La Liga Television. I think you love analysing.
Yeah.
But you've got coaching in your bloodstream. I can see that. You talked to me about it. It's evident that what you've done in Eredivisie, particularly with Cordoba taking them up, that feeling of, well, look, okay, as crazy as the moment of coming up was, the fruit of my work, you know, a return for all my thoughts, my ideas. You're still a little bit addicted to it. Britain attracts you. Anybody listening to you can hear that your English is tremendous. I notice you consistently improving it. You put work in by taking down words. Next time...
Yeah, it helps, yeah.
But next time it comes out, yeah. It's not like, I'll write it down, next time it's there. So your English is really good. And Barca Legends has been a reason for saying, okay, I'm going to stop. But coaching, what's the route back to coaching for you, do you imagine?
It's complicated, Graham. It's complicated. I'll explain very quickly my experiences. When my first job was in Vitesse in first division, I was offered an extra season. After that season, I had to turn it down because of personal issues. My wife just gave birth, and it was not in a condition to continue, unfortunately. And then I made it at Cordoba. We promoted from second division after 4 years to first division. Unfortunately, after 8 games, they get rid of me.
So you do something historic.
Yeah.
You take them up. And they give you 8 games.
Yeah, we didn't win any of these games. We drew 4 games, and the other 4, we lost them. But it was against Sevilla, Real Madrid, Valencia, and Malaga, who finished 6 that season. But, owners, they think that you promote it, and in 10 games, you have to be fighting for Europe. So this is a bit ridiculous. But anyway, they changed manager. They went down anyway that season. And then we went to Mallorca. Similar situation. I had offers, a couple of offers in Spain, even a national team away from Spain. I didn't see them possibly what I was looking for. I put my name in a couple of clubs in Scotland, by the way.
Yeah, quite right too.
It was turned
down. We need men of quality like you. I remember
It was turned down because what they said is obviously since my last job in Mallorca is 5 years gone, and they need, people who's been coaching lately. But I'm not blaming them. I possibly, as an owner, I would do the same. But just the possibility to explain myself, you know.
Because apart from your ability and your analytic ability, your qualification is top grade.
It's a pro UEFA, yeah.
UEFA pro license.
Well, I did it with Pep Guardiola, Luis Enrique, and all these.
So stop, wait, you did it with... So you came through Las Rosas under the UEFA badge with Luis Enrique, who's currently the Spain coach, with Guardiola, who's currently the most celebrated coach in the world, and yet you're not currently getting the opportunity to say to an owner or a director of football, this is what my ideas are, this is what my talents are, right?
I just need that. I only need that. And then I might convince him or not, but because I'm very convinced when I explain my ideas, he might possibly think about it. But obviously, there's no possibility because of this gap between the last job and now. But that gap, it was because the project of Barcelona Legends really attracted me. And I'm happy here. I'm happy at home doing that, plus working on the television. But yeah, I want to get involved again. But I understand, as I said, if I was an owner, I could choose a manager who's been coaching last season and doing well, and a manager who's been coaching 6 years ago, despite being whoever he is, or got what he got. So I possibly would have chosen the other one.
Is it too strong then? Because when that conversation comes and somebody says, Albert, you're our man, the likelihood is you're not taking over Manchester City. Mm-hmm. So you're taking over somewhere that the resources are not elite. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can't say, here are my coaching concepts, I won't budge an inch, because that's for, you probably have to adapt. But to the extent that you can, what are your base concepts in terms of how you would coach? Let's say you take over at the top of the English Championship tomorrow, because somebody says, I've watched him in La Liga television, I listened to his analysis, I listened to his tactical acuity, I want him. What are the base points that you bring?
My philosophy, Graham, is basically, if you look at the, obviously not City, because City is another perspective because of the players, but it can, I mean, I play with Guardiola and Luis Enrique, so something that identifies me a lot is the way that Luis Enrique coaches, which is a team that he wants to be a protagonist. That comes with the Barcelona philosophy. We need to be protagonists.
Protagonist means
have the ball, the initiative, and dominate the games, and not necessarily spend 10 minutes passing the ball side to side, because football has evolved, but being in charge of the game, being the team that proposes and press high, and I believe a lot on build from the back and being good balls to attack and have good quality. But at the same time, I understand that football has changed, it's spacey, you need to press, you need to defend as a unit, you need to do things a little bit faster, but all based in movements and things that I learned in Barcelona, which is obviously my background. I think that the football that I live, that I experience in Barcelona, that's my base, but I will adapt it to modern times. I did it in Cordoba. When I went to Cordoba the first time, the first three games I played for three, like Barcelona, passing the ball, and I saw that was not going anywhere.
So maybe they weren't quite, the group of players weren't able to adapt to what you knew?
Sometimes you ask for things that they're not ready to do, and then you think, a manager has to be clever enough to adapt to circumstances. So I adapted to the circumstances that I had to players. I changed the system, and then from there we went better and we promoted. So you need to bring your philosophy, but you have to be clever enough to adapt to what you have and the philosophy of the club also. You're not going to go to a club that they launch 50 balls from the centre back to the striker and then you ask them to play football, because their philosophy is different. So you need to adapt to these things. That's why choosing the right club is important. And then something that we see every single match day with you, Graham, the football nowadays, the games, they are not one game in 90 minutes.
No.
It's full of different games of 20, 25 minutes, first half, second half. So the managers nowadays, they have to be ready to play different systems. I think that's crucial. Need to react when the opposition reacts, and that's studying the opposition. For instance, what Levante would do or what Real Sociedad would do if they are losing. But normally they change the system, they put this player, they started to play differently. So you have to know
that. You're playing a little game with the manager.
In advance.
Although you can't open his head and see his mind. You've got so much that you're like, I know what you're going to do now.
Exactly.
I'm going to out-anticipate you.
You have to guess what they're going to do, and you have to be able to react. You have to prepare. You have to prepare more than one plan. So you have to need to have plan A, B, and C in modern football, because the game is dynamic and it changes. And on top of that is, no fear at all. I mean, even if I have to work with this certain clubs, obviously because of financial situations, that they have to rely on the academies and bring up young players. I mean, I signed for Barcelona when I was 13. I went through all the ranks, so I'm happy to that. That's not a problem to me. So I think I've got all the conditions, but the key of all this is someone, an agent or someone, who really puts me in front of the people who is in charge. Actually, I had a couple of meetings a few years ago. I'm not going to say the names of two clubs in Championship. And one of them, the chairman, after the meeting, it didn't take me, but he asked me to send to him my
presentation.
Because I did a presentation of the strong and weak points of the team, what I would change. So I sent the presentation. I was happy to do it because I thought that was
a step forward. It's a compliment, but then give you the job. It's my...
No, I thought it was a step forward, honestly. If the chairman asked you for the presentation, say, well, I've got some opportunities here. But it doesn't matter. But that what I mean is with my presentation of my way of explaining what I do, I kind of convince him.
Yeah.
Ben didn't take me, but doesn't matter.
I need to get out of you. Why?
I know. Ah, that's a good question. Listen, when I was in Mallorca, it was a bad time for me. It was a bad planification in pre-season. We didn't have any clear budget, how much to spend, so it was a little bit of a chaos. But I played better football than in Cordoba, but I didn't win games. So every time that I lost a game, that week I didn't get out of home, from home. And because I felt bad, I felt sad, I felt meaning that the manager life is like a roller coaster. I think with the time you adapt to the circumstances, but when you win, you're super happy. When you lose, you don't want to get out from home. Even affects the family, but you have to live with that. It's a big roller coaster emotionally. But despite all that, I think is an extraordinary job. I won a lot of trophies as a player for Barcelona. But the feeling that I had with Cordoba by promoting the team to first division, because that's my job. As a player, you are one more. And the job is manager's job, and you do what the manager tells you. As a manager, you plan everything. And if you succeed, it's really
very grateful.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I want to get into coaching again, because it's what I love.
I'd say that one of the things that will ensure that you adapt to British football when that opportunity comes is that British football since you arrived there has changed so much. The adaptation of English and hopefully soon Scottish football has not abandoned the concepts that every game is a war,
mm-hmm.
not a contest, a war, mm-hmm. but the level of preparation, whether it's the physios or the diet, mm-hmm. has changed to more to what you're used to. The public want to see players who, even how much of a warrior they can cope with the ball and that they can think, that they've got intelligence. There's been a blending of everything you learned and played with everything that I grew up with. And that blend is making British football powerful. Wouldn't you argue that you're prepared for it?
Well, in fact, there's a lot of examples in England. For instance, Pep is possibly the best example of how he can bring this kind of football to England and cope on blend physicality, intensity, with tactical work, with nice football. So it can be done. Obviously, it needs players and time, but it can be done in any team that's prepared to accept it. Because as I said, you're not going to go to a team that plays long balls all the time. But it can be done, and I'm ready to do it. So that's not a problem. So I think since my last time I coached in Mallorca, I'm a much better manager, because by watching so much football, you learn a lot.
Our sponsors, Bet365, asked, what do you think is missing from the current Barcelona team that the dream team had? So not a player, a component, an idea.
I'll tell you the difference. The dream team, we had a way of playing football very clear, but we kind of improvise sometimes. We were very direct. So watching our games at that time, obviously with Johan introduced some aspects that still alive in modern football or in Barcelona, like offensive midfielders getting into the box, this running from second line and all this stuff, playing forward to get back on the other side. So all these things are still last in Barcelona. Our time, we lose more balls. We were not as good in purely technically, you know, but we were very direct and we were very kind of looking for, we were very offensive. So we didn't care of losing a ball in a long pass because someone is making the run. So directness can be done with playing good football, because we play with football. Yes. We build from the back, so we had top players in midfield, like Chiqui, Eusebio, Guillermo Amor, Michael Laudrup, so we could play good football, but at the same time, we were more direct than now. We surprised some teams. We have very fast wingers, so we were basically very direct. And this is something that it fits perfectly with modern football, because it's as simple as I've seen Barcelona playing lately.
The ball Alba makes to Aubameyang on the weekend.
That's it. A lot of runs into the box from midfielders, from strikers, and those balls now, they are being played. A few years ago, those balls never been played.
Forbid them, basically, more or less forbid them. Just like he forbid shooting from distance, because he thought that if it was properly worked, you could arrive and have an easy...
A few games ago, Barcelona, crosses. They are the first team in scoring from crosses, and this is something that you don't really think that Barcelona would be able to do that. This is adaptation to modern football, Graham. Crosses, long balls, but not long balls without a sense,
no,
you know?
It's not pelotazos, it's for a reason.
It's adapting to that.
And you're ready for it also.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining the big interview. Thank you for listening to the big interview. It's produced by me, which sounds egotistical, but it's also true, Graham Hunter, and Back Page. Our music is by Beer Jacket, who else? Editing by Charlie McGarry. Thank you to our hosts at Acast and our loyal sponsors at Bet365. We're also supported by our socios. Find out how to become a socio, how to support us, at patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Here endeth the lesson.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.